You're listening to SBS News.
Vincent Tarantino has walked free after a New South Wales Supreme Court jury found him not guilty of Queenie Dieck's murder. It follows a 7-week trial and more than a week of deliberations. The 12-year-old girl disappeared on her way to school in July 1998. In an emotional press conference at Granville Police Station, Queenie's cousin, Christine Wu, expressed the family's disbelief over the outcome.
We're still trying to process. Sorry, the word's not guilty. And it's difficult for us to understand how the jury has come to this decision. We wanted justice for Queenie, and we haven't got that. The past 21 years have deeply affected us. No one should endure, have to go through the pain that we have endured.
Mr. Tarantino entered a Sydney police station in November 2016 and admitted to murdering the young girl. He told officers he kidnapped her for ransom, but then panicked, leading him to strangle her 15 minutes later. The former nightclub bouncer said he buried the schoolgirl's body south of Sydney. But during the murder trial, the 52-year-old pleaded not guilty, stating his confession was false. He told jurors he wanted to be locked up for protection after he'd spent almost 2 decades on the run from bikies. Speaking outside court, Mr. Tarantino says the media failed to show both sides of the case.
What I'm feeling is the media, you guys have an obligation to seek and speak the truth, and I haven't always seen that in the last 3 years, so maybe should always look in the story a bit more.
He's expressed his sympathy for the Dieck family, but maintains his innocence.
I'm sorry for the loss, but I had no part in it whatsoever.
Queenie's body has never been found. Her cousin says the family are devastated they haven't had the chance to properly say goodbye.
We haven't been able to lay her to rest and give her the dignity she deserves. Someone out there knows where she is, and to that person, you have shattered our family. Queenie was a beautiful 12-year-old girl. We miss her and think about her every day.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.